An earthquake shakes the ground beneath me, and I swim to consciousness, grasping for a handhold. Mom's voice slithers into my dream sight. Alex, honey. My eyelids flutter open to the faint light of dawn peeking through my window shade. Alex, she repeats. I roll over, and the clock comes into focus. 6:08. The alarm is set to go off in 7 minutes. Why is she waking me? A shadow looms in my doorway. Dad. Mom's sitting on the bed beside me. I get the sense of unease and push myself up on my elbows. What's wrong? Mom takes my hand in both of hers. There's been an accident. She glances over the shoulder at Dad. To me, she goes, a tragedy. My stomach drops. Is it Ethan? No, Ethan's fine, Mom says. I expel a sigh of relief. Over Christmas, right after he turned 5 months old, he came down with a whooping cough serious enough that Mom checked him into the hospital for 2 nights. Dad comes into my room and sits at the end of my bed, rubbing my exposed ankle. It's weird. He rarely touches me. It's Swanee, Mom says. She was out running this morning and collapsed. By the time anyone found her, she was gone. Gone? What does that mean? She had a cardiac arrest, Mom answers. I'm so sorry. No, I say. The next part of my narration is, I lug out the bottle and then retrieve 2 glasses from the cupboard. As I set a glass in front of her, I see Ethan standing on Leanna's lap at the table, playing with her earrings. My breath catches. Where did you get those? What? The earrings. The ebony button ones. I made Swanee. Never mind. I know where. Leanna removes Ethan's hand from the earrings. She said until she could pay off the ring, she hoped these earrings would do. I bet she said that she made them too, didn't she? Leanna doesn't answer. I almost feel like crying. Then I feel like throwing the measuring cup against the wall. I made them. For her. If I look at Leanna, I'll lose it. I'll give them all back, Alex. Forget it. They were a gift. She had the right to do whatever she wanted with them. For a long minute, Leanna doesn't speak. Then she says quietly, when did the lies end? I close my eyes, apparently not with death.